Forever Dog.
Manila.
La Trees Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop. Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey.
Welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila,
where we give you the weekly recap and rundown of Canada's Drag Race. Who's on top?
And who gets the chop? So let's chop it up, Latrice.
Let's chop it up.
So last week, we asked our listeners some questions about the prize. So we have an email from Troy. It says, Troy here. Thanks for the amazing podcast every week. Blah, blah, blah. I love you. You guys are amazing. All right. Pitbull Events is a Canadian events company focusing on primarily circuit parties run by my fiance and his business partner. It's not associated with Mr. Worldwide, but I'd be lying if I said people haven't bought tickets thinking they were showing up for the rapper and instead got a room full of half-naked men dancing. And technically, they got the trademark first. And he also wants to remind you that, Latrice, you've been on a Pitbull cruise several years back with Queens Overboard and Barracuda.
Oh, totes!
So, okay.
Oh, so shit! Was them!
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Small world. Look at that.
Kissy. Look. So thank you, Troy, for that email.
Thanks, Troy. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I had a good time. A Barracuda. Yes, the bear. Oh, yeah. The bear cruise, honey. You know what? Bears are a lot of fun. And I live for my big boys anyway, but they know how to have a good time on a boat, baby. And they are okay, not fierce. Shy, honey. I love it. Love it. Love
so
it.
You'll have to let Jimbo know what she's getting herself into.
You can send us emails at latriceandmanila@gmail.com. And, keep us informed of all the Canadian ways and businesses that we are clueless about.
Last week, we got to see the Canadian Snatch Game, and it was amazing.
Yes.
Jimbo won the top prize for her portrayal of the iconic comedian Joan Rivers. Mm-hmm. And who would have predicted Priyanka and Kiara would be in the bottom? A psychic, maybe? The lip sync to Drove All Night by Celine Dion was a perfect way for Priyanka to save herself. And Kiara had to say, oh, bye-bye. I mean, au revoir.
Au revoir, Zane. Farewell. So long. It was a cute episode. I really, really enjoyed the Snatch Game situation.
Now that Snatch Game is over, like, that's like the big, like, that's the hard challenge.
It's the hump. It's the hump. Yeah.
It's now we're
going to see now who are going to be the contenders for the top. And you'll start seeing, you know, the dynamics change a little bit in the game, which I love. But this week's episode, Star 69. there's a lipstick message from Kiara. Love you guys. Have fun cleaning. Bitch, when I tell you she used an entire tube of lipstick and smeared that shit all over. Oh, my goodness. I kiki'd so hard. I was like, yes!
She was making up for the fact that Anastasia never left a message.
So okay. It was 2 weeks worth of mirror cleaning, bitch. Yes. That's what you get. But the girls celebrate Jimbo's win, but also are hungry for their own wins. Like Priyanka says, all the queens are all real competition now, but especially the girls on this side of the room.
That was shady. She's just sitting there like feeling. And now, bitch, I don't know why she's so smug. Now, I know she killed that lip sync and she saved herself from being eliminated, but like, girl, you were in the bottom. Should you really be talking like that?
Well, she feel like she could back it up. So.
Well, I mean, true. Like, the girls on that side of the room have already won challenges, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and the girls on the other side of the room haven't won a challenge. And this is important, though, because, like, once you get towards the end, like, you can't just fly under the radar anymore. You got to start winning challenges.
Yeah, because if you're not on the top, you're going to be in the bottom. That safe wears out. Once you hit the top five, baby, ain't no safe. Actually, top six, ain't no safe. Like, the rules can change at any time, honey, and you just don't want to be in the bottom, especially this late in the game.
The next day, we have the queens back in the workroom. We get the video message from RuPaul. Ooh, my queens, Canada's first drag race superstar needs to be able to hit and run, whiplashes into shape, and bounce back after she's been rear-ended. Can I get a witness?
Yeah, vague.
No Celine Dion, obvious Celine Dion references this week.
Right. But the mini challenge, it's an improv challenge as a telephone psychic. It's a 20-minute quick drag, which I love, and improvise with a special guest on the phone, who is Crystal from Drag Race UK. And I love Crystal.
I know. I was so excited to see her. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on here? I love that. Crystal looked freaking amazing. That wig she was wearing? Yes, she's so Gaga. Cute. That was like really crazy because, you know, Priyanka had just done a psychic.
Exactly.
The day before. Like the week before.
Maybe she predicted it. Maybe she knew.
Maybe she did. But like from the past, I mean, I wasn't really expecting much from Priyanka. Now I noticed that Priyanka like was just falling into her Miss Cleo accent, but trying not to do it, to make an accent because she knew that she sucked so hard at it that she didn't even want to go there anymore.
She said, Priyanka said that this challenge is like rubbing salt into the wound after hearing Miss Cleo performance last week. Like, I'm here for it. I get it, girl. Triggered.
But I really liked, Jimbo and Lemon. They really stood out. They had me laughing out loud at the ridiculousness.
Totes.
Yeah. I love these mini challenges because, like, it's pure fun. Like, the 20-minute quick drag is always fun to see, like, how the girls want to interpret it. I also really liked Rita Baga as, like, the old lady, like, the old gypsy. It was a cute little mini challenge. And the winner was Lemon, who was hilarious, and she wins $1,000 worth of Bailey Nelson sunglasses, which I think is just the tray of sunglasses from the reading challenge last week.
Hey!
I'll take some free sunglasses.
I mean, you know, hey. It works.
A prize is a prize. And our listeners have told us that in Canada, you don't get taxed on your prizes. So take
the
money, honey.
Take it and run, honey. Okay, now we have the maxi challenge. The queens will be getting downright judicial in their very own late night law firm TV commercials. Working in teams, they will create ads to promote legal services to drag queens. This has got the potential to be absolutely stupid.
I love this idea. First of all, like, I remember as a kid, like, during the summers when I'd be home and stuck watching daytime TV, like, those are the ads, like, injury lawyers, you know what I mean? Like, have you been hurt in a car accident? Call Schweb, and Sullivan, you know?
Yes. They come on in the middle of the night and it's such horrible acting. Like, I'm just going, none of these people should be doing their own commercials because I would hire none of them. None of those lawyers.
I think that's what it really is. Like, the lawyers are not actors, so why are they freaking acting in a commercial? So this is bound to be a good fucking time. All right.
Yes.
And Lemon won the mini challenge, so she gets to choose the teams.
Oh.
All right.
The shade.
That's why she got all them glasses.
I love it. She's ready.
So Lemon picks Priyanka. She pairs Ilona and Scarlett together. The sissies. And then she puts Rita, Jimbo, and Boa as the group of three. And the teams now have to write, direct, and star in their own commercials. What do you think about these pairings?
I have questions. Like, I'm like, I get the Lemon and Priyanka. For some reason, I get that pairing. But yeah. The rest of it is like, ooh, girl, you doing something. You know this is not cute. Like, the Ilona and Scarlett. Baby, that was a setup.
You think it was a setup? She played it off like it wasn't. Like, you guys are friends. But I get, correct, like, major frenemy vibes from the two of them.
Yeah. So are they really?
I don't know. But Scarlett wasn't having it. She felt like, she felt a certain way about it.
She felt a certain way. So I'm going with her.
I'm going for her because, like, I'm loving Lemon. I mean, I'm not loving what Lemon's wearing, but I'm loving Lemon's, like, personality and, like, her skills.
Yes.
So and she's smart.
Yeah.
Until it comes to the fashion. But she's smart, so I can see why she put those two together, because she's been witnessing them two fighting this whole
she
time.
She has.
So, like, okay. So, I mean, we've all witnessed them fighting with each other, so I think that. I actually kind of liked the Rita, Jimbo, and Boa combo.
Yeah, that combo. Yes.
Yeah.
I did too, yeah.
And we'll see how that goes, because there's three very, very big personalities all, like, in one group.
And it's really important, like, Boa doesn't have a win.
And neither does Ilona and Scarlett, so, like, this is kind of like...
So, it's like, this is the test. This is really the test.
Lemon's smart, though, because honestly, like, if I was Lemon, I would have picked Priyanka, because Priyanka is, like, she's good at these, like, wacky doodle personality things.
Yeah, and she don't mind going hardcore. She will,
yes,
she goes
and Lemon goes full throttle, too.
Yep.
And then a Lemon putting Ilona and Scarlett together is just, like, you know, putting acid and a bass together, you know, just seeing what kind of, like, explosion.
Combustion we get. Let's see.
Yes.
Either way, she's going to be entertained. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
And we're back to the chat with Latrice and Manila.
All right, so we have Jeffrey Boyer Chapman running through the workroom, going to each of the tables and asking the girls. You know what I noticed?
tell me, what did you notice?
He was really, like, very, like, supportive of Lemon and Priyanka. Like, he's like, okay, you guys got this. You guys, girl. You girl, good. And then the other ones, he was like, are you sure? I don't know. I feel like there's some favoritism amongst the judges.
There could be.
There could be.
There could be.
Remember last week, they were kind of, like, Brooklyn was giving a little bit of, like, hints and helpful tips towards Priyanka on Snatch Game. And now Jeffrey Boyer Chapman is, like, really being very supportive of Priyanka's thing. So I'm seeing a little favoritism in the editing.
Yeah, interesting. Mm.
But I don't mind, because Priyanka is one of my favorites, too. So, you know, the better she does, the more Priyanka we get. So I'm fine with it. I'm just saying I've noticed it. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Now we have the challenge. So we're on the green screen. Uh-huh. We got Stacey McKenzie as their, like, director slash stage mom, as the girls put it. So we got Lemon and Priyanka, and they were super funny and super prepared. They impressed Stacey with their jokes and all their tricks. I really liked Lemon's, like, little weird, have you been putting a kissy pussy cat with their little fingers and her little gestures? That was really funny.
Really funny. And both of them were, like, for me, right at home and in their element. Like, they knew what the job called for, and they showed up.
I feel like they understood, like, the format of these kinds of, like, injury lawyer commercials that play on TV. Totally. And they kind of really dug their claws into it and kind of really, like, gave us what we're expecting from a drag queen version of that would be.
Exactly. I mean, what else do we look at like 3 a.m. when we get home from the club with our slice of pizza or chicken wings and sit on the couch after we de-drag, bitch? Like, that's all that is on, you know? So, yeah.
I love the fact that they, like, broke their vaginas. You know, like, it's not like a whiplash. You're like, oh, you have a neck injury, or maybe you developed some kind of, like, you know, chronic disease from using this medication or, you know, whatever. No, they've broken their vaginas. Their pussies have
from
popped.
Slamming it on the floor for a dollar. Yes, God. So, Jimbo Boa and Rita had a chaotic shoot with lots going on, like props and costume changes and using the pit crew and hot dogs. It was just so much going on. I didn't know how that was going to pan out. Like, I was like, whoo.
Yeah, because all of these queens, we got Boa, who's, like, over the top. Jimbo, who's now, like, super, like, she's, like, in the fucking galaxy, like, up in the stars, bitch. Rita, she's a hoot. So I feel like they had just so many big personalities, and we had such a little bit of time, and I feel like there was a lot that they were trying to stuff into this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It just was, like, a lot. I was really interested to see, like, how this was going to end up. I started to get a little worried because, like,
totally.
This group has some stars in it.
Yeah, yeah. It has some rock stars in there. And I was like, are they going to be in the bottom? Is this going to be the goof? Like, ew.
Isn't that always the tea, though? Like, that's how it goes. Like, you're like, doing really, really well. And then the next episode, they get you together,
they
girl.
They get you, gal. Oh, they got you, gal. Yeah.
So then our last group, Ilona and Scarlet Bobo, come in. Scarlet Bobo doesn't quite understand, like, you can shoot things out of order.
She did not.
But Ilona gets
that.
It. Yeah. Ilona gets it.
Yes.
Which I think it was really smart. She had a sense of how to shoot and edit the skit, and, you know, they're shooting it out of order. And I feel like that maximizes the short amount of time. You know what I mean? So instead of, like, shooting it as the lawyers, going to change, then coming back and changing back into the lawyer costume, I feel like this is the better way of doing it, right?
Yeah, she knows production. She knows how to do it.
She knows the production side.
She does.
She understands that it's going to be edited. In the middle, like, they're all of a sudden, like, Scarlett's like, oh, we can use props? Oh, fuck, let's get the props in. So there was, like, a scramble for time, for sure, even though that they had kind of, like, came in a little bit more prepared.
They were not.
This is the part of the show, like, you don't know if it's going to be a disaster or if it's going to end up being good.
They definitely want us to see the disastrous preparations and bloopers behind what the hell is about to happen. So, yeah, sissy. Sissy.
Sissy, sissy.
Sissy, sissy. 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 Girl. Okay, so it's elimination day. It seems like the other queens are annoyed with the sissy sisterhood because it was a little bit getting on my nerves too.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little
bit. I can imagine, like, we only had to witness, like, the short, like, 2 minutes of it edited into a TV commercial. Can you imagine being in the workroom with those two? Sissy?
Yeah.
You know what? The only thing I was thinking the entire time was, like, they're going to make this into a t-shirt. They're going to make a cute coin with their sissy shirts.
That's it.
So, whatever. I guess, do your thing, girl.
Do your thing.
The runway look was something I was like, a Canadian tuxedo. Like, what's the runway theme this week? But Scarlett was able to teach us the origins of Canadian tuxedo. So I guess in the 50s, Bing Crosby went to a Vancouver hotel, but there was a dress code. And he was refused to go to this hotel because he was too casual. He was wearing denim. But then apparently, I guess they found out that it was Bing Crosby, you know, world famous singer. And so they were like, oh, okay, come on in because, you know, you're a celebrity. So then that kind of like coined the phrase Canadian tuxedo.
Well, I love it. I love denim. And denim can be fashion. So.
Yeah. But you know what it reminded me of?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
What? It reminded me of that one time one of these famous drag queens or RuPaul's Drag Race tried to get into the club wearing some sweatpants or something like that. Do you remember that scandal? They tried to get into the club wearing track pants or something. And
yeah,
do you remember that?
I do.
And then they went on Twitter and they fucking read the club down. Like, don't you know who I think I am?
And they said, no, we don't.
Nope. No, this is a classy club. We don't wear sweatpants here. You have to be wearing nice clothes. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I don't remember which queen it was.
I remember a queen, but I do remember the scandal. So that was good tea.
Apparently, the queen was not as famous as Bing Crosby, unfortunately.
Clearly
so
not.
They were not allowed in wearing, because they could have, like, you know, they could have coined a new Canadian tuxedo if that was the case.
If that was the case. But
so I love this because I love denim. And I think this is going to be cool.
The queens were talking. They were all talking about being disrespected as performers by bachelorette parties. Gay men and gay men treat them a certain way, and people just, you know, thinking that queens are playthings, you know. And I get that we are a novelty, you know, but that doesn't mean that you can touch this because you definitely did not pay for it, darling. Just because you paid $5 to get in here doesn't mean that you get to touch the merchandise. Boo boo.
Yeah, just because you gave me a $1 tip doesn't mean that you can shove it in my anus. Girl,
that's
at least a 50, okay? If you're going to stick that money in my butt, you better be giving me a 50.
And some lube, bitch, because you can't just go in there dry like that, bitch. Like, you can't just do that.
Oh, you don't go out on stage pre-lubed, Latrice? Oh, you amateur.
I know you, Manila. You like to be prepared for any occasion.
Yes, darling. Yes,
you
darling.
Never know.
I understand. I mean, I get it. It's been a while since I've been at a club with bachelorette parties.
Same.
But I've also been around enough women and bachelorette parties to know how to, like, stand my ground, right?
Boundaries are love.
Yes, honey, because you know what? Like, as a drag queen, you have the attention of the room. So when someone starts acting crazy, you just read them for filth in front of the whole damn thing. Oh, you think you're the special bride? Not anymore, honey, because I'm going to read you down. And we'll make you cry.
The queen that got the microphone, honey, has the power. So just know that.
And on a more serious note, Boa reveals a story of when she was a victim of sexual assault and robbery. She once experienced, she was beat up really bad and burglarized after bringing home someone, which is fucking scary, man. But then she shared that the whole community, like, rallied around her and was able to start a GoFundMe page and help her, like, you know, regain some of her losses. I thought that was a really touching story, and it really helps me understand Boa a lot more. You know?
Absolutely. You never know what a person has gone through, you know, and her sharing that definitely was brave. But the special thing that touched me was the community efforts and supporting her and helping her get back into her feet and showing her love and not blame and all the things that can go drastically wrong in those kind of situations. And so I'm really glad that it was a positive outcome and that she was actually able to help people by sharing her story, because, you know, be on alert and be careful with who you bring home, because, you know, not all people have good intentions, you know?
So, no, because wasn't it in Canada? I was watching Don't Fuck With Cats.
Don't Fuck With Cats, yes.
And that crazy person that was killing them cats on the videos, he brought home some guy on a Craigslist ad, and then he chopped him up on video and shipped him off to, like... No, that's... Y'all have to definitely always be cautious. Really make sure, like, I know we all want to get ourselves off, but, you know, like, be aware of your surroundings, because, you know, like, and it's a scary thing, especially, like, you know, inviting someone to your home and then being, like, beat up, where they're breaking your nose, where they're beating you up, stealing your fucking shit, threatening to kill you. Like, that's fucking scary. And, oh my God, my heart goes out for Boa. What a scary thing. And, oh my God, these Canadian queens are sharing some of these, like, great stories that really, like, my heart goes out to them. Yeah. You know, it's, and I feel like I haven't got that on recent seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race or whatever. And I'm really loving the fact that we are taking the time to share these stories from these queens and get to know them, good and bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know what, like, the bottom line is, like, you know, we all are human, and there are things that we all have in common, and being accessible and relatable to your audience is so important, because you just don't know what another person has gone through or is going through. And so speaking up is just giving people power to and the courage to be brave, you know? And it does take that. So I really want to commend Boa for sharing her story.
Yeah, and I feel like this is a great platform in which to do that. I mean, as drag queens, we're always, like, the center of attention at the gay party, at the bars, at the clubs. And now that they're on TV, they have this opportunity to really spread share their stories and give a heads up to, like, the young people watching who are inspired by these people for, you know, their fabulosity, for everything that they're doing, but also to share, like, these, like, dark things that can happen, these horrible things that can happen. It really helps put everything into perspective. You know, we're not just these fucking clowns you can just stick your finger in their butts. You know, we're people too, right?
We are people too, damn it.
We just look really good, okay? We have lots of glitter and lots of hair, okay? But we're people too.
We're people too. And so, yeah. I think now, you know, like, with this episode, I hope that, like, you know, I'm not trying to, like, bash the bachelorettes or whatever. Come and have a good time, but be respectful, you know, and understand what you're doing when you're coming out and you have an entertainer who's trying to show you a good time on your special night. So just be respectful, and we can all have a good time and get drunk together.
Yeah, and I believe that the fans of Drag Race, they understand that. Yeah. And I feel like as Drag Race, it's more popular and more people are getting into the idea of, like, going and having a good time with drag queens, that they're learning it as well. And a lot of these bachelorette parties, they're definitely, like, you know, they're new to the scene. It's like a new experience for them. So they're having a good time. But, like, correct. Yeah, be respectful for each other. And on that note, let's take a break.
Boop.
Boop. We'll be right back. You got the chop. 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 Girl, you got the chop. Chop, 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 chop. You got the chop. You got the chop.
You got the chop. You got the chop. You got the chop. You got the chop. And we're back to the chop with Manila and Latrice.
You remember our names?
I think the wine is making my tongue heavy.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I get it now. I get it.
That's what's happening. But we're on the main stage with extra special guest host Tom Green. He limps down the stage in his jeans and his dress shoes. The runway is Canadian tuxedo.
You gotta have a fucking pun in there, right?
Yeah, you gotta have a pun.
It's not Drag Race unless there's a fucking pun.
Who is your standout for this runway?
Ooh, let's see. Well, obviously it's Jimbo. Like, Jimbo's look. Hands I mean, down. Come on.
Golly. Come on. Bitch. I was like, oh, well, then there you have it.
Yeah, that's it. It's done.
That's what
it's
we're looking done. For.
I thought all the queens were doing good. Jimbo came out, and then anyone bitch. After her was like, what? Who are you? Who's that?
And she showed us that you can wear hair in a ponytail. Okay, there you go. I'm just saying.
Oh, is that a read?
Bitch.
That is a read. I really liked Scarlett Bobo. She came out and set the mood.
She you know? Really, she knows what she's doing. And I love her drag aesthetic, too.
Everything about that. The jacket, amazing.
Yeah.
The dress with the jean, with the waistband and the jeans at the top of the, at the top. So good. The mixing of the denims was perfect. She just fucking sold that, too. Like, it was so, so good. So yeah. good.
Pop a little neon yellow, you know, that's, you know, she knows how to use color, and that was definitely, she's definitely a standout. I like her whole aesthetic. She's like, she's badass punk rock chick for me. Like, I love her.
The girls, I think all of them did a good job. The one that I hated was Lemon.
Yeah, I felt bad for Lemon. Like, I understood where she was going, because I got a little hip-hop vibe, you know, a little... You know, like old 90s throwback kind of sort of, but it was so horribly executed. Mm-mm. I was like,
yeah,
no.
it was awful. No. And she's like, oh, and she's like on the runway, like narrating, like, oh, I got these at the thrift store. Like, yes, girl,
we can
tell you got them at the thrift store.
You did,
girl. Like, the most expensive pair that you used was $5. So we can total up the outfit as $20.
Equals cheap.
It was mostly like, I think what it was, just a fit or a silhouette.
There was no, none of it. There was no body. There was no silhouette. It was just ill-fitting fabrics thrown together.
And then the hair. It was just like she pulled the wig out of the box or from the last time she wore that wig. I feel like she's worn that wig already. I don't know, actually, if I've seen it. Maybe it's a different wig, but it looked very similar.
Very similar.
And it wasn't doing anything. It was like, it was just nothing.
Nada. Your thoughts on these commercials, though? Like, you got your
Sue the Sissies with Alona and Scarlett Bobo was fantastic. I just loved it. It was so funny. Anything that I was thinking before, like they were gonna be crashing and burning, I was just like, nope. They did a fantastic job. They kind of got the idea of what, like, one of these injury lawyers kind of thing kind of does. And it was funny. I thought it was funny. I thought they were fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about the bells?
The bells were cute, but I was, like, so into the pussy protectors. They were hilarious. Hilarious. So I could relate to slamming your pussy on the ground, so I would need them.
Yes, the pussy protectors were outstanding. Like, the Ilona and Scarlett, like, they set the tone, and then the pussy protectors came in, and it was just like, yes, that's it. Yeah. That's exactly what I wanted. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
The bells, as expected, they were kind of all over the place. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, whatever she said, right? Is that what the the bells were?
Yeah, like it literally was like a bunch of talking. I was expecting the bachelorette party, but it felt like we were watching like 2 minutes of the commercial before they even started the bachelorette thing. And then they had that weird thing where they switched into, and then they were the boys,
right?
The pit crew. Too confusing for me. Too confusing for me. Yeah. But it had some fucking fantastic moments, like Jimbo. This is my special day.
Bridezilla. Bridezilla.
So, like, it was a fucking hot mess, but it had so many good moments in it. So, yeah, like, I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad. But the judges. We get to the judges.
Yes.
Scarlett. They love her outfit on the runway and her performance in the commercial.
Yeah.
I feel like the judges have been just, like, sleeping on Miss Scarlett this whole time. They're just like, you are good.
Yeah, you are
moving
good.
Moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Ilona!
They tell Ilona, loved her makeup, but told her to save the ass reveal for a final moment on the runway, and some full coverage foundation would do her a lot of good.
I don't know what I
can tell you what I thought of that moment. I thought that, like, there is a way to tell someone that they need to cover it up better than that. Like, that was hurtful. My feelings were hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
My feelings were hurt, too. I didn't disagree with the judges.
I did not. Now, see, that's what I'm saying. I didn't disagree. You're right.
But I have but these judges the and like, their tone.
It's the tone, Vanilla. I can't take it, girl.
But it's like one of those things where, like, you know it's embarrassing. You know it's her ass, so she can't see back there.
Right. Hello. And who's you know going to ask to rub some fucking shit on your ass, you know?
And she's not a body queen, so she's not, like, showing it off all the time. Like,
nope.
I give it to Ilona. Take a risk. And her ass looked good.
I was like, is that all her? Come on, booty.
All her ass.
Yeah, I was impressed with that. But I get it. Yeah. Smooth it out.
If you saw one of your friends and you're out in public and you're at a party and you're having a good time and you see that their fly is down, like, there's a way to be like, oh, hey, baby, your fly is down. You do it discreetly. You do it with respect. You do it maybe with a little bit of a joke so that you kind of diffuse the awkwardness. But you don't be like, ew, your fly is down.
Right.
No, like, don't tell some fat bitch to fucking put makeup on her ass.
Yep.
No, bitch. Uh-uh.
It was the tone of that, ooh, yeah. Okay, so I'm glad I'm not alone.
But I did notice. That when she came back after leaving the stage, that she had put on a pair of nice sheer tights, and her ass looked fierce.
It looked lovely. But that's what she should have did in the first place. But whatever. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then we get to Boa.
Yeah.
Now, I liked Boa's, like, big, over-the-top, like, angel wings. But they told her they told her that her performance... She was a little bit in her head. And we've seen this before in some of the acting challenges where she's just trying to remember her lines and when she's supposed to say them and who she's supposed to say them to. So, but definitely they're trying to get her to relax because we all love Boa. She's got a great personality when, you know, it's just coming out naturally. But, like, when it comes to these kinds of things, they're just really trying to get her to really just let go and go there when it comes to these challenges.
Yeah, you got to.
And Brooklyn hated the wings.
She hated them.
Although I loved when Tom Green was like, I know these wigs. I had these wings when I was a kid in my kindergarten play. And he even called his mom.
Got the receipts, bitch. And when I saw that side by side, I was like, boop. He did not lie, bitch. Look, there are the wings.
Right? It's like that scene in Pixar's Ratatouille when the food critic comes into the restaurant and the rat prepared him some ratatouille. And he's looking at it like, I don't know about this. And then he puts it in his mouth and he's like, shh, brought back to his childhood.
Right.
Yeah. That was like a moment there. And I honestly love Tom Green. So that was just like a full on, like, you know, you remember the Tom Green show? Like,
I
was always fucking with his parents. So the fact that he called his mom was fantastic.
I love that she was on call, too. She was ready. She answered. She picked up and had the receipts ready.
And the bitch had the picture already on her iPhone.
She said, here my baby. Jimbo, Jeffrey says, welcome to the competition. What in the actual fuck are you talking about, bitch? Like, she didn't win challenges, and she has been here, darling. She has been serving you the fiercest runways of the season. What are you talking about?
Like, she has been slaying competitions. Slaying mini challenges.
Like,
the bitch is fucking, like, lifting her team with her own strength to the next, like, next week. And he's like, welcome to the competition. Girl.
So, like, this is my... Girl, what is it? Is it me? He's it's not me.
He
it's
is not qualified to be a judge on this show. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay, because it's okay. Like, girl...
He's like the Santino of the fucking season. Okay?
Oh, well, we saw how that... Oh, girl, now you done triggered me, bitch. Now, you know, that's the only judge I've ever read. It's like, what you will not do and what you're not going to do is talk to me disrespectfully. Tell me I look like a couch, bitch. You look like a renter set of couch, bitch. Take off your hat, you balding bitch. I read his ass for points, honey. And I got an apology. Because it is not, you know, like you can do constructive criticism. You don't have to have a tone and a snarky little attitude, little bitchy, prissy little attitude. That's where it goes totally left for me. And so I stopped listening. And I just hear the little, ooh, I almost said the F word, come out. And, you know, it's just like, that's messy. That's messy. So I can't even be...
Okay, well, when I was watching it, I literally was like, that's not the way you're supposed to use that phrase, like, welcome to the competition, which would mean that, like, oh, she's been... Like, I can see if Scarlett Bobo...
Was having like, a moment and...
Had her shining moment, and you tell her, welcome to the competition.
Right.
But not Jimbo, because Jimbo has been slaying since what the fucking promo videos. Come on!
What is you talking about? Okay.
Okay, so that's just, it just makes me think that...
Triggered.
That,
we are that just triggered,
he has
girl.
No idea what he's talking about or
you
how to
You didn't call
judge,
him Santino. I'm going to be calling him Santino Borum Chapman now, okay? Okay. Are we going to get letters for this? Go ahead, go.
Moving on to Rita Vega. She's beautiful. They think she might need to pad a little bit, but she was great in her acting challenge with her little, like, French, like, side notes since she's the last French speaker in the group. And she looked fucking like a real housewife of Montreal.
Her makeup was the best I've seen it, though, on the runway. She looked actually really pretty on the runway. I agree. She looked lovely.
She looked lovely. And the judges loved it.
Yeah. Priyanka, she was great in the commercial. It was the best one, but wanted more of a runway look, you know, that was up to Priyanka standards. You know, they felt like she was a little let down. And Brooke says, should you be here next week, you need to step it up. I was like, oh, is she in danger? Is Molly
no.
in danger, girl?
No. No, I don't know why they're... Okay,
why
so
they're
this,
saying
I,
it to the wrong people?
Is they're the people saying it to the ear? Wrong people. Well, I just feel like the judges are... like, and I've noticed this on episode one. The judges are harsh. They're very harsh. Now, maybe they're very nice, too. They just edit all that stuff out because the producers are like, you know what? Let's just go in on them. We're all like these, like, you know, cold, icy bitches. Because... Priyanka looked fantastic. I don't know what the problem was. I thought she looked great. Now, mind you, like, it's hard to compare that to the Celine Dion wedding dress that tears away into that
Correct.
Thing.
Right. You're not
and it's
get
hard
that.
To compare her after Jimbo just walked out in that fucking most amazing
You're not
gonna
outfit get that
ever.
Either. Right.
But she looked sickening. I she even remember, like, going, like, gasping when she walked. I'm like, oh, she looks so good.
She looked good.
So I don't agree with the judges. So then we get to Lemon, and they love how she walks, and they love how she acts and everything. They just feel like the outfit was just thrown together, and they question her taste level. Well, although her commercial was awesome.
Yeah, it was. And her outfit was as bad as her commercial was good.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Yeah. So
yeah,
I think so. So that made her, yeah. So when you average it out, she was safe.
And I mean, up until this point, Lemon has been very like iffy on most. I don't remember any of like amazing outfits coming from Lemon yet.
No,
even though
no,
I do like no. her as a performer and as a drag queen and as like a personality. Yeah. But then the gag is Brooklyn Heights asks the queen that fucking question we all fucking hate. Which of your sisters should go home? And why?
Guys. Well, Scarlett, Ilona, Boa, and Jimbo all say Lemon.
And then Rita, Priyanka, and Lemon all say Ilona. I think it's funny because, like, Scarlett sets the tone because she's like, who should go home and why? And she's like, well, I mean, like, who am I supposed to say? So she just picked on the category by the runway look.
Yeah.
Lemon. Which, I mean, as a competitor, I would be like, Lemon is a fantastic performer. She's doing good in the challenges, but her runway looks suck. So I will point that out. I would point that out. Yeah. And everyone else jumps on board. So I was like, you know what? If I was up there, I would probably say Lemon because that fucking outfit was god-awful.
Horrible.
And she's a fucking fierce competitor, so I want her out of here because you can get cute outfits, but it's very hard to establish camera appeal, like star quality, the acting chops, and that it factor. And she has that. So I would probably have said Lemon too if that was if that was the question.
But the winner, ultimately, is Rita Baga. Gag, bitch. Who saw that coming?
Not me.
Not me either, bitch. But she wins a custom-designed wardrobe from Northbound Leather valued at a price of $10,000, honey. Tax-free.
Work.
Yes, honey.
Full on. That's awesome. She's wearing... She better not be a vegan, hopefully. And Rita Baga, if you want to send any of the leather wardrobes to me, I will gladly wear a Canadian cow with pride. Well, then we get our bottom two. We got Ilona and Boa. And they lip sync.
They lip sync to Alicia Cara's Scars to Your Beautiful. I love that song too. Mm-hmm. Ilona wins the lip sync and Boa has to sashay away. Brooke calls her SOD, star on departure.
Well, I was sad to see either of them in the bottom. And I thought it was a really, really great performance from the both of them. So it was like a hard choose. And in fact, honestly, like every single episode, I'm like, is this the episode that they're going to save both of them? Like, I mean, but someone's got to go. And somebody I'm sad to see... Yeah, I'm sad to see Boa go because she was fun and I'm just glad she was able to share her story with us. I feel like we've gotten to really know an amazing queen and I think that she was fantastic the entire time. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So we do this every week. We pick our tops and our chops, our favorite and our least favorite moments from each of the episodes. So, Latrice, what was your top?
My top moment was when Jimbo bent the corner on the runway. It was the most standout moment of the episode for me because it actually took my breath away. So Jimbo's runway.
Work. It was sickening. Yeah. My top moment of the week was when Tom Green called his mom about that freaking costume. I was brought back to like my younger years watching the Tom Green show on TV and watching him singing the bum song. My bum is on the cheese. My bum is on the cheese. And then fucking with his parents. So I loved watching Tom Green do that. I miss Tom Green. I'm so happy to see him.
Yeah.
How about a chop, girl? What's your chop this week?
Girl, now I've been trying to stay off this man, bitch. I've been trying to stay off of Jeffrey. I have been trying. But girl, it's just like every week something he say just rub me the wrong way. And it's like it's just the way he told that woman that she needed some full coverage foundation on that ass would have did her some good. Really took me to a place, you know? And so, although I am really trying not to be hateful and I don't want to send him hate because I know what hate feels like and it's horrible, but you got to do better. You got to do better. You can't be doing that and hurting people's feelings. You got to find another way to be a little bit more tactful in your delivery of your critiques. That's all I'm asking.
Wow, third week in a row, girl.
Woo!
My chop this week... It's whoever is doing the sound effects for the show. It is like every look these girls give is like the sword sound. Shing,
oh.
Shing. all these slicing sounds, swords stabbing into people, these fluttering. It is every fucking second. Like, a girl can't say a fucking thing without, like, an entire fucking sword fight, Renaissance fair happening in the background. Girl.
They're LARPing.
It is. It's like watching a cartoon. It's like watching a cartoon, the sound effects. Everyone's like, a boing, squee. Girl, like, I mean, I understand. I haven't heard the shade button once this season.
That's what I miss.
But they seriously get you with them sword sounds. Like, every cut, every look gets, a cutting.
I got to go back and listen now because I completely do not pay attention to that.
No, so watch it again, girl. Oh God. It's
now it's going to be all
everywhere.
I hear.
Everywhere.
I know.
It's like watching a cartoon.
I love it. Well, listen, folks, that's all the time we have. So thanks so much for listening to The Chop. We have new episodes every Monday.
And make sure you subscribe to our show, and you can even rate and review us on your favorite podcast app.
You can send us an email, and we might even read it on next week's episode. So email us at latricemanila@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon.
We'll see you next week to find out
who gets the chop.
The Chop is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Crave Canada, or any of their subsidiaries.
It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only.
Canada's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media.
Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli.
Alaska Thunderfuck.
Brett Boehm.
Joe Cilio.
And Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.